Hey now. So you know what show you are tuned into. It is the one and only Super Tea Podcast Show where I spill all the tea on me, on whoever. And I want to just say that I have been listening and following this politician named Yang. And I have been doing it for a few weeks now, and I am confident and comfortable to say that Super T is a part of the Yang Gang. Now, a lot of people briefly hear him talk about the humanitarian dividend, and I hope I said it correctly. And they really don't, you know, listen to the whole concept. You know, it's one thing to just briefly hear something, but if you really, really want to get to the nitty gritty, you have to invest the time to actually investigate what is being spoken and does it make any sense. And, you know, what is the supporting evidence behind it? Is this something that's new? And no. So you may have not had the time to thoroughly listen to Yang and what he is saying and what he is talking about. But it is so worth it, you know, to do so. But I'm going to briefly let you know that, no, this dividend that he is speaking of is not new. It goes back to Martin Luther King and even before Martin Luther King. This is something that people have been trying to do for decades upon decades, and even close to a century actually, because it goes beyond Martin Luther King. And this is something that's already happening in Alaska. They already have a dividend like this in Alaska where they tax the oil companies and they pay the dividends to the residents of Alaska. So basically, he is saying, let's tax the technology that is ever increasing and subsequently displacing people from their jobs, and use that to compensate the people who are over 18. I mean, it makes economical sense. And yes, there's a lot of other issues that need to be addressed, but leveling the playing fields, allow the intelligent people to get out there and get their innovative solutions out there to people. And that is a great, great opportunity, because one of the biggest barriers that doesn't allow certain things is finances, you know, because we live in a world where finances are a very important tool, and you need that to get in front of the right people. You need that to produce whatever it is, whether it be services, whether it's a business. You need finance to fuel it, to run it. So giving people that opportunity is amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. So I am thoroughly Yang Gang. I love to hear him speak. I love the fact that he is a family man. I listen to him speak. I listen to his wife speak. You know, I just love the diversity, and I know that he is able to, you know, level the playing fields and really, really start doing what should have been done here with our great republic, you know. And so I am very grateful, you know. I'm just really, really grateful. I don't want to go deep. I want this to be really short. And I just want to say that I am Yang Gang, and listen to him. He has a lot of stuff on YouTube. If you're not able to hear him when he is speaking live, just put Yang Gang and you will find a plethora of things to listen to. So check him out. Check him out. It's worth it. It's not going to cost you nothing to open up your ears and open up your mind and see. I mean, I'm registered as an independent right now, and I'm going to change my class just so that I can vote for him. So that's big. And he's very strategic, and he's very intelligent. You know, he's like the Chinese Obama. I don't know if he's really Chinese. I think he's Vietnamese, actually. Forgive me, Yang Gang. His parents are not from China. They're from Vietnam, which is even more amazing. Like, that is so amazing. You just on so many levels, it's so amazing. You have absolutely no idea, you know. So, listen to him. Check him out. So Yang is actually, his parents are from Taiwan, not Vietnam. So I just wanted to take that back and correct that. He's from Taiwan. Well, he's from America. He's an American born citizen, actually. But his parents are from Taiwan. So I wanted to correct that. I'm still Yang Gang. I don't really care where he's from, because I just know that he is the one. I just feel it on a spiritual level and on an energetic level, and it makes so much sense. And the more I hear him speak, the more it makes sense, you know. Like, you have to really just listen to him, and what he has already done is pretty major, you know. His history, his background is really, really major. So anyway, enough of me talking about him. Check him out. Hey, you thought it was over, didn't you? Well, thank you for sticking through to the end, because I got something special for you. For you. For you. And that is an appreciation. An appreciation of you taking the time to listen to what I gotta say. What's on my mind, what's in my heart, and just how I feel. To know that my listeners actually care enough and value enough what I have to say, it just touches me deep in my soul. So thank you so much for your time. I want you to know your time was not wasted. I hope that you were entertained. I hope you got a little laugh. I hope you got something from this. That it's an even exchange of energies and respect and of love. So thank you for listening to my podcast. This is the Super Tea Podcast, where I spill all my tea, and sometimes other people tea too if they give it to me, you know what I mean? But please stay tuned. I will be uploading and adding more and more. So again, I want to thank you for your time and let you know that I love you, and also let you know that, hey, if you got something to say, just as the commercial shared, hey, you can monetize what you got to say. So just think about it. Food for thought. This is a great platform, and anybody can do it. All right. Take care and be well.